Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome. Like, what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome. Like, what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to The English We Speak with me, Beth.
And me, Feifei.
We have an expression that means you are busy and active. It can be positive or negative. It's on the go.
On the go. Can you tell us how we use it, Beth?
I can. You're always busy, Feifei, and you're looking a bit tired, if you don't mind me saying so. But it's no surprise, because you are always on the go.
Well, honestly, it's quite difficult having to balance work, children and friends. I'm always on the go.
You need to take a rest. So, on the go means busy, active and not relaxing. It usually means you're trying to do lots of different things during the day.
Anyway, you're always on the go too. How do you manage it?
Well, I just came back from my holiday. I made sure I wasn't on the go at all. I just sat and read my book all day. Let's hear some more examples.
Callum is away for work again. He's always on the go.
I'm usually on the go early, so it doesn't matter what time you arrive, even if it's before breakfast.
She's so tired. She's always on the go since starting her new job.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English. And we're learning the expression on the go, which means you're always busy and active.
Now, this phrase is very commonly used with adverbs of frequency, like always, usually and never.
Yes, I could say I'm always on the go during the week because of work, school pickups and other activities. But at the weekends, I'm usually not on the go because that's when I try and relax.
Well, we can't relax now. There's lots to do. See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this programme from BBC Learning English. If you need to use English for work, we have a new series that can help. In Office English, Phil and Pippa talk about the phrases that can help you speak better at work. To find out more, head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Gail Katz told friends she was leaving her husband, Bob, then went missing. On season one of The Girlfriends, Bob's ex-girlfriends came together to bring him down and seek justice.
I can't believe this.
Now on season two, host Carol Fisher is back, working to solve the mystery of another missing woman.
It's almost like it's become this, you know, moral obligation to find her.
Listen to The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, and start listening.